We have a winner in round three of our three-minute fiction contest. And who is it? You'll have to wait till tomorrow when our judge, author, and all things considered book critic Alan Chews reveals the story he's picked from the more than 3,000 original short stories you submitted. The stories, as always, must be under 600 words, fiction that can be read in 3 minutes or less. And this round, we asked you to look at a photograph we posted at npr.org/3minutefiction. That photo should be the inspiration for the story. And just a reminder, we're not accepting any more submissions for this round. Now, we don't want to leave you completely on edge, so here's an excerpt from one of our weekly favorites. It's a story called Steel Wool by Kristen Westbrook from Arlington, Virginia.
The season of cleaning, the wife observes, comes directly after the season of closeness, of holding hands, of curling around each other like sleeping cats. Her mother taught her how to clean and wash and fold towels into thirds, lengthwise. But she didn't tell her about the season of cleaning, or how it comes. How one minute she'd be laughing and dancing with her husband in the kitchen, and the next minute the phone would ring and he'd leave her there, holding the spatula high in the air, looking at the burners, and thinking about steel wool.
The story's called Steel Wool by Kristen Westbrook, and it was read by producer Petra Mayer. You can read other standout stories at our website. That's npr.org/3minutefiction, and that's 3 minute fiction, all spelled out, no spaces.